欢迎收听可可英语独家专栏节目可可 Radio， 我是安夏，安静的安，夏天的夏。微信关注公众号安夏说英语，可以获取更多其他的英语小节目哦。今天起来聊聊，为什么你的新年计划总是失败呢？很多人在新的一年来临的时候会制定很多的计划，但很多人的计划往往是失败的。为什么呢？为什么计划总是失败呢？怎么样才能够保证计划成功的实现呢？接下来你再分享一些小诀窍，可以学习一下哦。You are treating a marathon like a sprint. 你把马拉松当成了短跑。Slow and steady happy change might not be. Slow and steady happy change might not be sexy, but it's a lot more effective than I want it all and I want it now. Mentality. Small changes stick better because they aren't intimidating.If you do it right, you will barely even notice them.
循序渐进的改变或许不那么风光，却比立刻就要得到的心态更加的奏效。小改变更容易坚持，因为它们不会让你心生畏惧，而且如果方法得当，你甚至都难以察觉这些变化。
If you have a lot of bad habits today,The last thing you need to do is remodel your entire life overnight. Want to lose weight? Stop it with the crash diets and excessive exercise plans. Instead of following a super restrictive plan, then binge anything fun at one positive habit per week. For example,You could start with something easy, like drinking more water during your first week. The following week, you could move on to eating 3 fruits and veggies every day. And the next week, you could aim to eat fistful of protein at every meal.
如果你现在有很多坏毛病，最不可能的就是一夜之间焕然一新。想减肥吗？那就别搞什么速成节食或是极端锻炼计划了。与其遵循毫无乐趣的严苛计划，不如选择每周养成一个好习惯。比如说，你可以先从简单的做起，第一周只要记得多喝水就行。到下一周，你可以尝试每天吃3个水果，并且多吃蔬菜。再下一周，你可以试着限定每餐的蛋白质的摄入量。
OK， 以上就是一下聊的一个小话题，为什么你的新年计划总是失败呢？
更多正能量英语请关注可可英语可可 Radio， 欢迎关注我的微信公众号安夏说英语，获取更多其他的英语小知识哦。